From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. More suffering as Syrian schools and hospitals are attacked. International condemnation followed reports Monday that nearly 50 people were killed, many of them children, in missile attacks on hospitals and schools in northern Syria. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called the attacks a blatant violation of international law. One of the hospitals operated by the group Doctors Without Borders, Dr. Mego Terzian, is with the medical charity.
The author of the strike is clearly the Syria-led coalition, either the government or the Russian planes striked probably the hospital. Unfortunately, it's not the first time. Since early January 2016, five structures, medical structures supported by my organization, have been bombed in Syria, in three provinces, in Idlib, in Aleppo, and also in the south, in Deraa.
The U.S. condemned the attacks, calling on all parties to end them, especially targeting civilians, and grant immediate humanitarian access and a cessation of hostilities. Meanwhile, Turkey continued its cross-border attacks on Kurdish fighters in northern Syria, warning of a harsh response if Kurdish-led forces do not retreat from their positions near the Turkish border. At least one person reported killed, several wounded, following street clashes between police and opposition supporters in Uganda's capital Kampala ahead of Thursday's election. The sound of police firing tear gas at crowds supporting opposition candidate Kizza Besigye, who was briefly detained. Besigye, one of two rivals to incumbent Yoweri Museveni, has lost three disputed elections in the past. The Ugandan leader, Mr. Museveni, has been in power for the past 30 years. This is VOA News.